M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The gunman who opened fire at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia last night, killing six people, was an employee. Police say the gunman killed himself, but why?
The investigation's still ongoing, so there's no clear motive at this time.
No clear motive, says Chesapeake Police Chief Mark Selesky. The AP's Julie Walker with what else a police spokesman is saying.
Officer Leo Kaczynski says when police went into Walmart, they found the shooter dead along with the victims and the injured.
It's sad, you know, we're a couple days before the Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, anytime that's a sad, I mean, it's just a bad time all around.
That audio courtesy WVEC. There have been 40 mass killings in the U.S. so far this year, according to a database by the AP, USA Today, and Northeastern University. I'm Julie Walker.
The man accused of killing five people at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub last weekend is due in court today by video from jail. Millions of Americans are traveling today by road, air, or rail for the Thanksgiving holiday. The AAA's Andrew Gross.
The vast majority, about 49 million, are going to go by car. And that's not atypical. It's sort of in the nature of the holiday. You know, it's very family-oriented. It's a five-day travel period. So for a lot of folks, it's just easier to get in the car and go.
AAA says gas is $3.60 a gallon this morning, down 14 cents in a week. Authorities report power outages in multiple cities of Ukraine, including parts of Kyiv, the capital, after new strikes this morning hit Ukrainian infrastructure facilities. UNICEF says a cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is claiming a growing number of children. Two blasts went off near bus stops in Jerusalem this morning at the height of the morning rush hour, killing a teenager. Police suspect Palestinians. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuck It stores. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from A.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. The University of Wisconsin is pulling in-person classes out of the system's smallest branch campus. Only 60 students are enrolled at the UW-Platteville branch in Richland Center. Face-to-face learning will move to the main campus in Platteville and its branch campus in Baraboo next year. UW system leaders are telling Richland Center to keep up an ongoing presence in southwest Wisconsin through online classes or adult education. A Fond du Lac man, police say, stabbed his girlfriend to death earlier this month, is charged with first-degree homicide. Gary Davis was in court yesterday. He's also charged with mayhem and hiding a corpse. His bail is $2 million. In sports, Badger men's basketball takes on Dayton this afternoon. The Bucks host Chicago tonight. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
You are listening to pre-recorded content on Devil Radio. To see our station's entire live lineup, check out DevilRadio927.com.
Hey,
hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Stop, right on.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
So let's do this. I don't know who we have on the phone line, but let's go there right away. Who do we have on the line, man? Good morning. Father. Good morning. Okay, I don't know who that is. But anyway, man, we got a lot to talk about today, as always. You know, I got a lot of responses from yesterday's show and yesterday's guest. But you can go to the podcast and certainly hear more of that if you didn't get a chance to hear the majority of the show on yesterday with Pastor C.L. Bryant and Joe McNally. And I don't know, Connor, how do you get to the podcast?
You can go on the website, civicmedia.us, and go to the show section. And then it's right there. We're also on Spotify and TuneIn as well.
All right. But listen, I got a great announcement to make this morning. And, you know, I puzzled over whether or not and when I would make this announcement. I held it off for a long time because, you know, I didn't know how people were going to take the announcement. But, you know, here it is. I waited to hear, you know, Donald Trump make his great announcement. So, here we go. So, the first year Donald Trump ran for president, what was it called, man? His, what do you call the thing, statement. His great statement was, make America great. Right? Make America great. So people bought all the hats with make America great on the hat. And so they made so much money, people buying those hats, make America great. And, you know, what is that slogan? I guess you could call it.
Yeah, campaign slogan.
Campaign slogan.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it went over well. There are people who loved it. Make America great. The second time he ran, he thought about it, and he said, okay, how can we top Make America Great? And he came up with another slogan. Well, he didn't come up with another slogan. He just added to it. Make America great again. And the people fawned on it. Oh, man, brilliant, Donald Trump. Make America great again. We love it. Oh, we love you, Donald Trump. So creative. And so they bought a lot of this stuff, right, man? His swag, Make America Great Again. They threw away the Make America Great stuff because it was passe, it was old. Well, his new slogan that he announced last night, and you got to give him credit, man. He's taking advantage of people who really, you know. I mean, how should I say this kindly? Who aren't real thinkers, right? I mean, not people who think really hard and long about things. They're just enamored with this lunatic. And so, you know, he's been thinking on this for a long time. And he came out with another new slogan. You know what it is, Connor?
What's it going to be?
Make America great and glorious.
That's real?
Again, yes. That's his new slogan, man. Make America great and glorious again. You know, I don't know, man. Are people so gullible to fall for that, man? You know,
I mean, yeah, Newsweek is calling it MAGA, you know, because
MAGA.
All of Trump's MAGA supporters.
I know, man. And so he thought on that. I mean, I don't really, people, what are you thinking about? How can you just give up your thought and think that somehow that is someone that you want to follow? Is he creative? Is that creative to you, man? You're a musical guy. You're creative. How creative was that? You know what I mean? How long did it take for Donald Trump to sit around and figure out what his next slogan was going to be?
He probably did it on the spot, honestly.
Well, no, man. He gave that a lot of thought, you know. Great and glorious.
I doubt it. I mean, his original slogan is just stolen from Ronald Reagan anyway, so.
Yeah, but make America great.
So I doubt he put that much time into it.
Make America great again. Make America glorious again. And you know, he's got people fawning over it, right? What a great, Donald Trump is so creative. You know, man, you just, man, if a guy like that can make all the money that he makes, man, I'm not comparing myself in any creative way to Donald Trump, man. You know, I mean, he was born into money. He's never had the struggle for money. You know, he really does not understand what the average person has to go through or think because he was born with a gold spoon in his mouth. He is a guy, man, that was so over the top. His toilet was even golden. You know what I mean? He had golden toilets, right? I mean, he couldn't even go to the toilet without it being golden, right? So what does it mean when there's a guy who is so, you know, over the top? I wonder when he was sitting around and he was on the toilet, right? And he was saying, why am I sitting on the regular toilet? You know, I'm a billionaire. I want to sit on the golden toilet, you know. Somebody probably said, hey, Donald reached out and said, well, how much is a golden toilet? You know, even my defecation has to be on the golden toilet because I'm really, really a special human being. I'm a special person. I watched him, you know, and the only reason I watched him is because, hey, man, I do, you know, I'm a talk show host, right? So, you know, I gotta make some sacrifices. And if you think listening to Donald Trump last night was not a sacrifice, clearly it was. And he had all these people who want to lead you to believe that it's time for us to focus on Donald Trump. And yeah, you know, I did for a few minutes. I'm talking about him right at the top of the show so we can get that out of the way, right? But make America great and glorious. I mean, again, that doesn't even fit, Connor, right? Make America great. What is it? MAGA?
MAGA.
Make America great and glorious again. And the people will say amen. They're going to fall for it. And we got some folks listening to this show, man, who I know are MAGAs. I mean, MAGAs. And I know it's probably, man, burning them up that I'm, you know, talking about. Is so that, and I know that's an acronym, right? Make America Great and Glorious Again. I was watching a man as he was trying to show he was calm. I know you didn't waste your time watching him, Connor. I know you didn't.
No, I went to sleep.
I know. and he was somber, man. He was, and we should, you know, America has to, we've got to take America back. And we have to do these things. Somebody told him, listen, man, you know, don't be who you are, right? Have an out-of-body experience because we don't want the people to think you are the lunatic that you've been showing yourself to be. You know, we want you to act in a calm manner. And so he was reading the speech, and he was, man, you know, I've never seen him. Well, you know, it is time that we do things. Our country is in trouble. And so we need a movement, not one person, a movement. We need 10 million or more Americans as we build America back to where it was, you know. It was really, you know what's changed. This is Donald Trump, right? You know what's changed. We have to do a better job of organizing ourselves and taking back America and bringing America back to where it once been, right? Once was. But we need you, and I have decided the United States, and I want you to support me, and they stole it from me, and I, you know, man, he could, you know, he could only take it for a few minutes, and, you know, he has now gotten that out of his system, and he's going back to being who he is. Listen, we gotta go to a break. When we come back, I'm gonna try that, man. That's pretty cool, man, when you can just, you know, control yourself. And people are listening and they say, hey, man, Earl sounds pretty good when he talks like that, man. I wonder how long he can talk like that. But, you know, I can do this for a long time, man.
Gotta play some smooth jazz when we get back.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Listen, we gotta go to a break. When we come back, the new Earl.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Blackshirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Bright sunshine expected today with a high of 50. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 33. Overcast tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 47. Temps above average Friday and Saturday with highs in the middle 40s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was watching former President Donald Trump last night, and just his demeanor was something that was very impressive. And I got to thinking, you know, if that's all it takes is the change, the tenor of your voice, and somehow people think that that changes who you are, I thought maybe I'll try that. You know, maybe I might be able to get some of those folk who I've been, you know, railing against to see that there's a new world, turning over a new leaf based on, you know, just... You know, my voice. And, you know, it really does calm you down. You know, I kind of think, I do kind of like, you know, this way of delivering the message because, you know, I don't have to change the message. It's more inviting. And certainly, you know, I think I tried this once before. And, couldn't maintain it for very long, but maybe now if the Make America Great and Glorious Again people will see that there's a change in their leader, there also can be a change in me. So I'm certainly going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it an opportunity, and so, you know, trust me, I'll hang in here as long as I can this morning, and let's see how it goes and how long it can last. Let me do this. I wanted to talk about Marijuana Man. You know, I want to talk about marijuana. And the reason I want to talk about marijuana is, do you think, Connor, that, which do you think is the most dangerous to the lungs and to the health of people, tobacco or marijuana? Which one do you think is more dangerous?
I mean, tobacco, no question.
So if in fact, tobacco is more dangerous than marijuana, and you are correct. It is documented that tobacco is proven to be the most dangerous substance, one of the most dangerous substances you can inhale on the planet. Why is that still legal and we fight to legalize marijuana? Can you explain that one to me?
Well, I mean, the war on drugs and its incredibly long history and the way that it's affected all of our drug legislation, from marijuana to opiates to psychedelics and things. I mean, it's really interesting to see how culture and acceptance plays into legislation. Like, think of government as being like a wise collection of individuals placing laws that affect us equally, but in actuality, it's just a consequence of whatever our attitudes are. And so, our lack of understanding of how a lot of these recreational drugs works, especially coupled with at the dawn of the 60s, the entire drug culture revolution specifically started with psychedelics, but not limited to. Because of the lack of knowledge and lots of experimentation, it led to a lot of either negative experiences that the government felt to legislate following that. And so it's just been a matter of us becoming more knowledgeable about the ways that these drugs affect us versus other types of drugs, and then changing legislation for that purpose.
You know, man, there's still people who clearly think that marijuana should not be legalized for the sake of conversation. I am a former marijuana smoker. I smoke more than my share of marijuana over a 30-year period of my smoking marijuana. I think I smoked cigarettes maybe 5 years, but I clearly smoke marijuana 30 years or more. And you know, I no longer smoke marijuana, but I did. Again, for 30 years, I enjoyed it. And I do know that the laws that continue to, that are uneven, cigarette smoking is legal. We know how many people cigarettes and tobacco have killed. It's still legal. And yet this continued pushback on people in the state of Wisconsin, where we live, the ignorance associated with people who think that marijuana should not be legalized. At the same time, they can walk into any store, any gas station, and buy cigarettes. It just shows just how crazy. And really, what's at the root of all of that, man, is the money. It's the lobbies. And so the tobacco lobbies, very strong after all this time, still very strong, still are able to, even in the face of all of the research that proves tobacco being, many times more dangerous than marijuana, yet tobacco is still legal. And you have to ask the questions, man. How do we continue to accept that way of thinking? You know, again, I don't smoke weed anymore. I don't smoke cigarettes. I do know that cigarettes have caused more damage. People know it, yet people are allowed to smoke cigarettes legally. People know it. People see it. And so let's do this. Got to go to a break. What are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Russia is pounding Ukraine's infrastructure this morning. Power failures in several cities, including parts of Kyiv, the capital. This comes just hours after another incident, which Ukraine's first lady says, "We will never forget and never forgive."
Ukrainian authorities say an overnight rocket attack has struck a hospital maternity ward in southern Ukraine, killing a newborn baby. The mother and doctor were pulled alive from the rubble. The region's governor says the rockets were Russian. The strike in the city of Vilniansk adds to the gruesome toll suffered by hospitals and other medical facilities and their patients and staff in the Russian invasion entering its 10th month this week. They have been in the firing line from the outset, including a March 9 airstrike that destroyed a maternity hospital in the now-occupied port city of Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm...
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Now you can get up to 50% off with the Black Friday sale happening right now at Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with our super soft flannels and wrinkle-free shirts, so don't miss it. Up to 50% off for a limited time only. Find the perfect gift for every guy in your list at untuckit.com or 80-plus Untuck It stores. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinier with your headlines. Newly re-elected Attorney General Josh Call is hoping Republicans will live up to their campaign promises to improve public safety by increasing funding to the DOJ and approving his request for 67 more positions. Speaking with WisPolitics.com, Call discussed his focus on increasing money for violence prevention and mental health services and increasing shared revenue so local governments can improve their public safety resources. Call also stating the need for more emergency detention funding. Wisconsin only has one facility in Winnebago County. The AG said he's confident his lawsuit seeking to end Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban will succeed. After 32 years, Wisconsin State Senator Alberta Darling has announced she's retiring December 1st. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
One, two, three.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I just think that it's absolutely preposterous that when you know the impact that tobacco has on people and medically, marijuana advocates say there's no comparison between joints and tobacco cigarettes. A sweeping federal assessment of marijuana research found that long health risk of smoking weed appear relatively small and far lower than those of smoking tobacco, the top cause of preventable death in the U.S. Did you hear that? Smoking tobacco is the top cause of preventable death in the U.S. I mean, after all of this time, with all of the information that is known about tobacco, you know, we're still producing tobacco. We still have it legal. We refuse to make it illegal. And so what we do is, even though, you know, I am a reformed tobacco smoker, there are people who still can't resist it because of the additives that they put in tobacco. Many people don't know it. That makes you addicted to it. And so we have a government that's aware of all of those things and know that it's killing people, but it's a product that they continue to make legal. They don't care how many people are going to kill, how many people are going to die because of tobacco smoke. And many of you in the listening audience may probably smoke tobacco. You know it's no good for you, but you can't stop. And one of the reasons you can't stop is because of a sinister plan that the tobacco producers are doing to add an additive that makes you addicted to tobacco. I still for the life of me don't understand why those things should be legal and why that's not known to everybody. You know, we know in the long run what tobacco, smoking tobacco, is going to do. And I remember when I was a young man, we had all these, commercials on about cigarettes. And so when they addicted all these Americans, many of them who died young, the sheer numbers of people who died from lung cancer that we know was attributed to cigarette smoking. The producers of that were able to really get by with basically a slap on the wrist. And even to this day, they're still doing the exact same thing. The sheer numbers of people who are addicted to tobacco has certainly gone down, but what the business of tobacco has done is moved it offshore. And so people in other nations are addicted to cigarettes and are going to get a life sentence, a death sentence from smoking tobacco. But anyway, let me go here and I don't know, you know, for those of you who've been listening to me, I think I started here, Connor, of all days, on Valentine's Day of last year was my first foray into radio in Waukesha. And the first time that the radio station opened, and I was here. And so during all this time, going back to last November at the Christmas parade that took place here in Waukesha, a horrible, horrible event took place that will certainly be forever remembered, as I think 60, 70 people were injured, 6 people perished when Daryl Brooks Jr. Drove a car into a crowd of people who were enjoying a Christmas parade. And I remember when it was told to me, I don't know the exact date, but something tells me it was somewhere around Thanksgiving. Can you check and see what date that was, Connor? But I think it was somewhere around Thanksgiving. And so I have not chimed in on what took place.
The 21st.
The 21st, okay. Yeah, it was somewhere around Thanksgiving,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I have intentionally not chimed in to what happened and what took place that day because of the horror that people felt. And there's no way any of us can can imagine the feelings of people who were injured or and lost their lives and their families. And, you know, as the final sentencing day approaches, and you know, healing begins to take root. Real healing probably can't take root until after Darryl Brooks Jr. is locked away for the rest of his life. And then, and maybe only then, will you start seeing a healing. And even then, it will be a lifetime's of healing. So, I only say that because I've talked to many people who've lost their children and their loved ones in the city of Milwaukee through murder and the shootings and the killings that right now have Milwaukee in its grip, where well over 200 people have been murdered through gun violence. And children being shot and killed. And so having, you know, haven't had any conversations with the citizens of Waukesha and their thoughts and feelings about what transpired then. But I do know from all the different people who I've talked to who've lost their loved ones through the violence of gun violence and the other part of it in the city of Milwaukee, where people drive so recklessly and these lives are just taken away. And I do know that, you know, there aren't words that sufficient enough that you can say to people who have lost their loved ones so suddenly. But we do pray that after all of this is finally settled, that people will have an opportunity at some peace. This has been a long slog for people. And so, you know, when this thing finally comes to an end, that maybe, you know, people will be able to then have some peace. I couldn't begin to imagine, you know, having to wake up every day and go to bed every night and relive that horrible scene, and then see all of this playing out, you know, publicly. You know, I know it had to play out publicly. There's, there could be no other way that something of this magnitude could have happened. And that you don't give everybody an opportunity to see it. And the outcome that everybody knew was going to be the outcome in the end, that this deranged person would get a life sentence. Well, that's what he's getting, 6 years. I mean, 6 life sentences plus some 800 and some odd years, so no question he will rot in some facility, that he certainly has earned that, you know. But I don't even know if even that sentence is sufficient for what he did. You know, but when you live in a state that does not offer the death penalty, then this is the best that anybody can hope for. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, there have been some heinous things that took place in the city of Milwaukee. Jeffrey Dahmer was one, having, you know, murdered 17 people before he was captured. And in the end, lost his life in prison. But Daryl Brooks and hopefully the end of that saga, at least for the people of Waukesha, will come to an end sometime today. So, you know, hopefully the people can move forward. And I think what makes it even more difficult is that it happened around the holidays. You know, it's at a time when people generally rejoice, have family, and come together for good tidings and good times. And I don't know how you can ever, you know, get back to that when, you know, that such a thing happened during, you know, such a festive time of the year. But anyway, that's my two cents on it. I've weighed it. Have not weighed in on it publicly. Did not think it was my place. I don't live in Waukesha. I live in Milwaukee. But I've watched intently as the people of this city have grieved, and now watching responses from the families who are the ones who had to deal with this up close and personal, and just, you know, happy that, you know, it's coming to an end. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. There's too much complications
now. Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast
on the Shaw. Daytime highs approaching 50 this afternoon under sunny skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Lows around 33 tonight. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 47. Mid-40s Friday and Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Connor, man, here is an issue that scientists are looking at right now. That's a global issue that is going to be a major problem in the decades to come, and that is that 1 billion young people risk hearing loss. 1 billion young people around the world risk hearing loss. Well, what do you think is going to cause them to lose their hearing, Connor?
I wouldn't be able to guess. Concerts, headphone usage, I'm not sure.
Well, you got it. Loud music.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, so listen, man, and I'm sure you listen to loud music, right?
Like every second I'm not here, pretty much.
So listen, man, you're a bright guy. You know the outcome that the ears and were not made, the eardrum, to sustain listening to loud music. I guess when you're young, you feel invincible. But 1 billion young people, 12 to 34 year olds globally listen to music at an unsafe level. And the prediction is that 1 billion teenagers and young people are going to lose their hearing because of the use of the headphones, earphones, and earbuds, and attendance at loud music venues, a study suggests. In your opinion, man, is that anything to worry about?
I mean, it is, depending on, you know, what you want to do with your life and whether you think it's important. I mean,
well, listen, man. Whether you think it's important, your hearing has to be important.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it is a problem. I'm not saying that it's not, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, I've actually kind of already noticed it amongst my friends, you know, hearing not being the greatest thing, and, you know, having to speak up in certain situations that, you know, I go to other places where I don't, and it's not...
You mean you already noticed some hearing loss?
Yeah, I already notice it, and it's not. I think it's difficult because it's about the love of music and the love of listening to it. It's such a fundamental part of, you know, of relaxing and of connecting with people that I think that, you know, it's
worth the risk.
I mean, to me, it is personally. Like I said, if it's not to you and you value, let's say you work in a field where you need that, and I make music and I produce it. It's kind of like if you're working in construction your entire life and, you know, you end up getting joint pain as a consequence of doing it. It's like with anything that you focus on, there are consequences physically over time. So to me, it's worth it. But I can understand why it wouldn't be to other people. So.
You know, 430 million people globally have lost their hearing. And, you know, it's one thing people say for people of my generation to have lost their hearing because we have not as long a lifespan remaining as someone young. And so I think it is really a tragedy when people so young are endangered with losing their hearing. Should there be some regulation, man, of, again, these devices? You know, I have earbuds. And, I love earbuds, right? I mean, the fact that you can hear what you want to hear, not affect anybody else, I think it's a great idea. But I guess, there's some very powerful earbuds that are out here based on, you know, what you economically are willing to pay, that can cause even more damage than, say, the average earbuds.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what to say on it, honestly.
You know, the research is led by academics at the University of South Carolina in the U.S. examined previous studies on personal listening devices and loud music venues that took place between 2000 and 2021. 33 studies involving just over 20,000 people were included in the analysis. The authors estimated that 23% of adults studied and 27% of minors were exposed to excessive noise from personal listening devices. So I will say, you're talking to somebody who worked in industry and who worked in a plant for 34 years where the loud sounds should have and did take the hearing from, I would venture to say, over 50% of the guys that I work with. I was somebody who always wore my earbuds, right? I was not going to ever risk, you know, hearing those loud sounds and losing my hearing. There are many guys my age, which people will say is relatively young to have lost your hearing. But, there's a new hearing device now that you don't have to go to the doctor's office and get special hearing devices made for you personally. That from what I understand, were extremely, extremely expensive, and now you can just go to Walgreens or CVS and buy them off the shelf, or Walmart or any of those places. But word to the wise, when you're looking at those sheer numbers of young people who are risking losing their hearing at such a very early age, I would say if you have those kinds of young people, all we can do is warn people about, what's going on and what, they face. Anyway, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.